Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday.
Hey.
Good morning.
Oh my goodness. So happy. Got a big weekend ahead of me. What are you doing this weekend? My niece is coming and we got everything all set.
Oh, man, you got every... Weren't you just in LA last weekend?
Yep.
Wow, no breaks for you, huh?
I know.
All right.
Yeah, it's been so flat out. So much is going on. But it's good. It's fine. I'm rallying.
You like it?
I don't know. I don't like how fast time goes. I mean, I do like a quick week. That's kind of nice. Right. The weekends, though, I'm like, slow it down. Let's take it easy.
But then the months go by and then the years go by.
It is incredible. Well, each day is a tinier percentage of your entire life. For a kid, a day is forever. It's like a fifth
right.
of your life.
Very true.
But for grown-ups, it's just like, oh, yeah, yet another summer, yet another Christmas. Yet another whatever. Here it comes around again.
The missus goes back to work on Monday.
Oh, my God. Really?
She's been off for 3 months.
Has it really been 3 months?
Maybe a little longer.
Holy
so it's been
cow.
Funny as she's sort of putting together the home office.
Ah, that's right, because she gets to work from home.
Well, that's the funny thing is so she works from home, but the first week she's in the city.
Of course
I was
she
like,
is.
Oh, are you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? All right, yeah, I would love to pick her up and put her to sleep, and we'll watch TV and eat dinner in front of the TV and do things dads do.
Right.
But yeah, it's already over.
Man.
So I said last night as I was walking away from Big Brother before it ended.
So good.
And then I heard this morning she texted me, or I guess she texted me last night. I walked away before the end of the challenge because they always usually cliffhang it.
Right.
I went, screw it, I'm going to bed. She texted me and said, it ended.
Yeah.
Well, and so-and-so won, and I went...
I know, crazy. It was the challenge was, you know, when they do the questions and answers, that ends. It's only those endurance ones.
Oh,
that,
you knew.
Yeah.
So you knew.
Oh, yeah. I was like, this is going to end. And it ended. I don't know. It's funny. I am sort of aligned with that side of the house. Like, even though I do like Jessica and Cody, because they're interesting to watch, at least. Like, I was sad when Cody, even though he's the guy you love to hate. But then I was psyched when he came back because I'm like, oh, that's always interesting. But
well,
I do like the other
battle.
Side of the house. Right. They also announced that, you know how, sorry, people who don't watch Big Brother, but the show is so damn good. You don't know what you're missing out on.
It is good.
We watched it last night with Riley and a couple of his girlfriends and just all sat around just watching the damn awesome show. So they revealed what the temptation that's going to be unleashed into the house now is going to be. Remember when Jessica took the hex temptation?
Yeah, what is it?
There was going to be something. It's actually a great idea, and I think they would have done it either way because it's kind of cool. They will battle. So there'll be some kind of competition every week that is before nominations that is voluntary. And if you win it, you are safe for the week. And if you lose it, you're automatically on the block.
Oh.
You're as a third nominee.
Oh.
Not like as one of the two, but
okay.
as a third nominee. So, and then I guess you'll play in the power of veto and all that
Do
stuff.
Do you know what the challenge is before you decide to jump into
it? Oh, I have no
it?
Idea. But I think it's kind of a cool idea because
sure,
if you're a good competitor, you go, yeah, I'll try and do that because if I win it,
But if it's a memory game and you're not good at that,
right.
why
nope,
would you jump in?
I think you have to decide yes or no. I'm going to, maybe if you feel like there's a chance that you're not safe, you'd go up. So, but worst case scenario, you go up.
Yeah.
So it's, I just thought it was a pretty interesting concept. Like, I'll be interested to see who decides I need to try to get that safety and who's too scared to. So anyway, that was the big development there.
Well, as I was watching Big Brother, I said, so what are you doing tomorrow? And she said, it's my last day.
Oh, last day of vacation.
I don't want to make plans.
Mm.
It'll go by too fast.
You
I didn't
work.
Tell her to take the
I know,
job.
But you got to work.
It.
People got to work.
She
yeah.
doesn't have to, though. She didn't have to. She could have not.
Well.
That was a choice she made.
That's part of her sense of
yeah.
who she is.
I didn't you know. Tell her to or not to. I was like, whatever you want to do, man.
Yeah.
She should drop Isla off somewhere and just go have like a spa day or something.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
like
actually, she... If anything, she'll spend more time with the kid because she's going to lose that.
Yeah,
that
right.
was the whole point in being home was that she could spend time with the kid.
And she has been. I mean, you guys have had quite the nice summer together.
So did she have a talk with Isla? Mommy's going back to work.
Well, our kid is totally into going back to school. So she's already, she's not even thinking about missing mom. She's saying, when do I go back to school?
So she'll spend... the rest of the summer with Sue, the daycare lady,
but
and
goes
then she
back
goes
to
school
a month. Well, not even the rest. Well, whatever the rest of the summer is, a month.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then she goes
August.
Back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll jockey back and forth
this
between those two
places. Going back
to
school in August thing is so weird to me. Like, we never went back to school until after Labor Day when I was a kid.
Seemed that way.
Yeah. I think we got out a little later in June. But we were, you know, it was September is when you went back to school. And not
I think we're
mid-August.
Using school very loosely.
What do you mean?
Well, she's three.
Well, it's, sure, right.
I mean.
I know, but, you know, my kid's going back in a couple weeks and, you know, mid-August. And then
your
college,
youngest?
Yeah. Goes at the, you know, third week of August, I think they start. Or maybe the last
and
week.
And what is
know.
He, a senior?
Junior. Be a
He's
junior
a junior
year.
Now.
I
wow.
Know,
yeah, right. It's almost there, though. And then
it
he tours
crazy.
The world as an
yes,
EDM artist,
I'm sure
right?
sure that's what will happen. We'll see. Or he'll find something to fall back on. I don't know. Go get a degree in something.
Oh.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't.
All right.
He's talking. He's got all kinds of plans. And I just go, all right. Work it out. Figure it out.
Are the plans, do the plans still include him being an EDM artist or?
He wants to be in
all
the
right.
music business for sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
He's talking about going to... rather than a regular four-year college, go to like Full Sail in Florida.
My brother went to Full Sail.
I know. Actually, a couple of my friends have gone to
my
Full Sail.
My brother has
What's
done
that?
Very well for himself.
It is, it's like an like a music production engineering, film production engineering. It's a, but it's...
It's a trade school.
Yeah, it's specialized, so he wouldn't have to go and take, because the kid, you know, he's not crazy for math and English.
Well, who
what
is?
He's crazy for is music. Mm-hmm. But there's also this place down in L.A. called Icon,
mm-hmm.
which is a possibility for him. And you know, he's just, I just don't think he's going to go a traditional four-year school.
Yeah, which is fine, as
it
long
is,
as he's enjoying it.
Totally fine.
My brother got a full-on career out of that.
Yeah, oh, he's working in the industry that he wants to,
yeah.
which is...
Makes good
I
money
mean,
and is living the life he wants.
Yeah, right. Is it a two-year?
I think it was a 2 year. I don't remember all the details because it's in Florida, and so I wasn't around him at all.
Right. Yeah.
He went from, they were living in Pittsburgh, so he went from there to Florida, from Florida to under my kitchen table,
mm-hmm.
if you remember.
Oh, that was after Full Sail?
Oh, yeah. That's
oh,
his first job
that.
Was, his first job was like working as a videographer for weddings
no.
out of Full Sail.
Right.
And then I got him connected to Lucas.
Right.
Pays to have a big brother who
Absolutely.
May know somebody.
Pays
right?
to know somebody.
He's got this in front of his face.
Uh-huh.
There's no question.
So he got in with Lucas, and that from there, he's had a nice ride.
That is
and he's done well.
A
and
good
he's,
place to
and
get
he's
in.
At Technicolor now, killing it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Killer.
Amazing.
So we'll see.
There's
That's...
the possibilities if your kid can get through Full Sail.
You never know. Right.
I mean,
exactly.
plenty of people will say that's ridiculous. They're just taking your money. But,
well,
you know,
learn.
For some people,
yep.
yeah. you may not have the drive needed to get into that the business right. of your choice.
It's true. It's not you hooked him up with Lucas, but the kid had the, you know, the drive to make that work for him.
He lived under my kitchen table.
Yeah.
He had to. I mean, there was no other way he was going to make it in this area.
Right. Oh, my God.
Making the money he was making. So he built a fort under the kitchen table.
Lived there. Did his work. Pulled himself up by the bootstraps.
And if you think I'm kidding, I'm not kidding.
Oh, no. I remember those days well.
Blankets over the kitchen table, and he crawled under there at a certain point each night, and that was his room.
Where were you living? Burlingame at the
time?
Burlingame. And how did your girlfriend feel about that?
Well, she didn't love it.
Yeah. Like you guys would be making out on the couch and there'd be like under the table.
At the time, she had moved to Millbrae, so I could always just run down El Camino Real to get to her pad. So
figure that out.
It wasn't ideal at all. We all made sacrifices so he would make it.
I kind of forgot that whole timeline because you guys, I always think of you guys as having lived together in Burlingame, but that's not the case.
No, she lived down the street. So that was, in fact, that's, I shouldn't tell this story
right now.
Sure
you should.
Yeah, we got time.
Plenty of time.
So this was, by the way, I'll preface the story with, I don't drink anymore, everyone.
Yeah.
Her and I went out one night with friends to someplace in Palo Alto, and we just partied. And we just had this was before I quit drinking, though. This was when I was in Burlingame. We partied and had a great night, but we had a designated driver. Right?
Great.
That's the thing. Okay. So the designated driver drops me off at my place in Burlingame and then takes her home. And I do what drunk people do. I start eating. who knows what I got into there in the kitchen. Right. But I started getting crazy in the kitchen. And then my phone rings and she's like, hey. And I was like, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
So on a night, I got a DUI that night. Between Burlingame and Millbrae.
Oh, man.
Like 3 blocks from her house, I'm in my pajamas as I get pulled over. And I'm like, bro, you can take the car. I'm going right there. And he's like, I need to run you through the test. And I just, don't bother.
Oh, Vinny.
Don't bother you. So, yeah, that was, we lived so close together. And, man, the nook just got me.
Yeah, it happens.
I mean, it was a bad decision. I take full responsibility for such a bad decision. But there I was, home, safe, sound, had a designated driver.
Guide her to the table. get it all.
Actually, I think that was a weekend night, so he might not have been there.
Oh.
Because he was young, so he would go find friends or whatever.
Right.
But there you go.
I did not know that.
Well, of course you didn't. Yeah. What was I going to come back to work and say, you wouldn't believe what happened to me?
I know. You didn't tell us anything.
I busted in my pajamas. Oh, and then get this.
All these stories that come out. Enough time goes by and the stories start coming out.
And then, so I call her and I'm like, so listen, about 3 blocks from your house, I got pulled over and I'm now, there's a little station right there.
Oh, mm.
Just at the end, just as you're entering Millbrae from Burlingame, I think there's a hospital on the left.
There is a hospital.
Okay, so on the right, there's a little, I don't know if it's a substation or whatever they'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why would you?
Right.
Unless you got hauled in there
in
your pajamas on a Saturday night at 2 in the morning.
Oh, man.
So I call her and I go, listen, and she goes, okay, I'll be right there. And I go, no, what?
You've wasted
been drinking,
too.
Yeah.
Do not drive here. Take a cab here. You just have to sign me out, and we'll walk home. You're not even that far.
Right.
She was about to drive over there. I wonder how.
She took a cab,
and then we walked back.
Oh,
it was
God.
Just blocks.
Did. So were you behind bars, or do they put you in a? How
no,
does that work?
It was a little teeny. I'm telling
holding
you,
room
it
or
seemed
something.
Like.
Holding tank.
Do you remember the portable buildings in school?
Sure,
the school was growing too big, and it felt like one of those things. Mm-hmm. Like it was just a little.
So no one was like laughing at you for your pajamas, or?
Oh no, they were laughing. I mean, I told him, I was like, dude, I was home. I just got a call.
Did you explain about the nook?
Yeah.
It didn't pull me in.
But they said, look, we'll park your car right here. We're not going to tow you or whatever. But
oh,
yeah, you
like
can.
Impound it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Ish, you know.
Well.
In the grand scheme of things, I guess that was nice.
Should I have been doing that? Obviously not.
No. Yeah.
But, again, with the, you don't make great decisions when you've had a few.
Sure.
No.
Because I would should have said, no, that's why we got the designated driver. Don't be a duh.
Right. The whole us not driving.
Instead, I said, yeah, I would love to do that. That sounds great right now. Mm. Such a boy.
You know. Well, I mean, I tell you guys, I've gotten in trouble for Nookie, too. I mean, God! What is it about us human beings?
Such a
Gotta
boy.
Gotta have it.
We need to connect.
I can still see the striped pajama bottom pants I was wearing.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Well, happy for... Don't do that this weekend,
yeah,
everyone.
Yeah, do not.
Learn
this
from
is
Vinny.
Learn from Vinny. Vinny has made some
Lyft
mistakes.
Lyft and you, Uber.
There's every... That isn't
there
that
wasn't
the best
that
thing.
Then, but right. You're right.
Public
there were
transportation.
Cabs.
You don't have to worry about a thing these days. Just go get caught.
No excuse.
Use the little app on your phone.
Yeah. I can tell you this, though. The excitement that I carried from the phone... into the car and down the road went away really fast.
Yeah.
So, yes.
But just gone.
Phew.
Just, yeah.
Look at that mirror. Oh.
Turtle.
Right. Oh, no. Dad's here. Everything's ruined. Oh. All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show with the lesson of what not to do.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.